Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin. Breaking rules already. I'm making noises that Elena is giving me dirty looks for.
I'm jingling.
Across from me is Kelty Knight. To my right is Jack Vanek. Callie's looking out the window longingly, asking if someone else will adopt her. She's like, please get
me. She's like,
I'm over it.
But the thing is like, I play with Callie nonstop.
I know.
Like, she's puppy energy. Like, she's been for two plays. Cute.
She's living her best life.
She really is.
She's just trying to gaze.
I know. She's so cute and loving. And I just want to take, okay, well, are you ready for the quote?
Yeah.
And then we'll do gratitude, because my gratitude is important this time. Okay, so, all right. So the quote for today, sorry.
It's important. We are... You're like Celine Dion. You just pounded your chest.
Oh, my God. I went to the Celine Dion concert.
I know.
P.S.
How was it?
My second time. So I saw that It's a New Day, which was the Cirque du Soleil sort of one. And then I saw her regular one.
The Rain.
I'm just telling you, I want us to get to a point in the Lady Gang TV show. Let me just, like, describe how it opens. So it opens with, like, she starts singing and this tiny little sliver of curtain opens on the stage. So it's like this massive theater,
you
right?
You just, like, see, like,
a
ray of light.
Curtain and it's all smoke coming out and she's backlit, right? So you just see her silhouette and she's in like this gold sparkly dress. And then the lights come up and she takes three steps forward and then the entire curtain falls from the sky and then gets pulled out to the winds. And like,
I love that move. Doreen had it at her swimsuit fashion
show. She did? It's like some sort of like silk thing.
She did.
Yes. But it was
probably
like
the, stole it from Celine.
The size of it was
do
like
you want to do that at the New York Lady Hang?
That's what I'm saying. I want us to
who's
like
pulling, bow, who's gonna pull our
bow, bow, and then it's like, should we just have Elena like and then like get someone else from that and like just to pull down the curtain and then run off so really quick.
And then how they're gonna like triple over themselves.
Elena is not, she's not into this idea.
Anyway, okay, so the quote. It's from Madonna. You may have heard of her. Do you know Madonna?
I'm not sure who
it
is.
Okay. She said, I'm tough. I'm ambitious. Wait. Ambitious. I'm tough.
Ambitious.
Ambitious is a good word.
Yeah.
Ambitious.
Like ambitious?
Like bitchy.
Oh, my
God. But you're ambitious.
That's good. Don't f*** with me. I'm ambitious.
Yes, someone write that
down. Found out a new word.
I'm tough. I'm ambitious. I know exactly what I want. And if that makes me a bitch, okay.
She's ambitious.
Who said this? Madonna?
Madonna. I love this. People always think I'm a bitch. I am a little bit of a bitch.
You're not really a bitch.
You're aloof.
Aloof. You're a little icy.
I'm icy.
You're icy.
It's weird.
It's funny because like you're also like the nicest person ever, but then when you're aloof, you're icy.
But here's the thing is that you're never aware of it. You're because the reason you come off as icy is because you're detached because you're thinking about something else. Like your body's there. But your soul is not.
Soul is not. I know.
I know when I get that immediately when I look into her eyes.
Like, oh, yeah, for
any
sure.
Any day that I look at her, I'm like, nope.
You're like, nope, not here. She's number one, not going to remember this conversation, not going to be a part of this
definitely
conversation.
Not.
If she is, it's just her mouth moving.
But you know what?
Everyone, my mom actually is very similar to
she
that.
Is. Everyone needs a bad bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay to be the bad guy.
But
I'm,
you're not the bad guy.
No, you're not.
Who's the bad guy of us?
Elena?
I mean,
she's
she just stared through
I don't
herself.
Think Elena's the bad guy. I think I'm the worst guy. My problem is that I read this quote today. Sorry to, like, go off on a tangent. But it was about how 90% of like internal like conflict at work is the tone of voice you use and not the actual issue. Mm-hmm. And my problem is my tone of voice. Like I remember we were just in a meeting and someone said something about someone. I was like, yeah, but that sucked. And then after I was like,
that's
that was
actually what you, it's actually not your, that's the what you say. Problem. It's not your tone. It's what you say. It's your delivery. Too.
It's my like.
It's
I can't
literally
be like,
the words
oh,
coming out of your mouth.
Didn't that not go
you
well?
You could just I'm be like, I wasn't a huge fan of that project.
And you're like, it's f-ing terrible.
I say to Zach all the time, like he'll have a tone. Like that's an example of half of the fights are not what he's saying, and it's so annoying when that's the situation because he's like, I didn't say. Tell me what I just said. It's like it doesn't matter what you said.
Tone. Yeah,
it's
not
how you say it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have this reputation, and I have been, honestly, I have been trying, but we might be f***ed. This might be I am who I is. You know what I mean?
It's not
it's
a
the
bad
worst
thing.
For
you,
Elena.
No, it's
there's times where she has entire conversations with me and I know I'm not listening. And then she's like, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." And then like,
why
I have
don't
no
you
idea
just tell
saying.
People as they like if
that you're
not
there.
There, be like, "I'm not here right now. I need or I need a second."
You
to think
also
about
might be like the first person that might be able to detach their soul from their body.
She definitely can. We had a full photo shoot, and she wasn't even there.
Where were you during that photo shoot?
I had a big fight with my husband.
Oh, so you were back at your house.
I was like in my head so much because it was like the biggest fight we've ever had, and it wasn't even like a screamy fight, but it was like a
I'm disappointed.
Are we gonna stay married? Fight, and it was like yeah, it was like we've been having a really hard time, so it's just been hard, you know. I've been gone, we've been really detached from each other. He's been like having the worst year of his life. Yeah. I've been under so much pressure. It's just like a lot, and we weren't communicating at all. And we just got to a point where I'd like had a laundry list of things where I was like, I'm not feeling good about this, and. Anyway, it was bad. And so that I didn't sleep. And then like that whole photo shoot, that was on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday was when we had the big fight. So it was just like not myself. Mm-hmm. So I came, I photoed.
I conquered.
You left.
I left. I was like, I got to go. And the other thing I've been doing is that I've been depressed about it a little bit. And I know that I have not been treating myself right. Mm-hmm. So like I have been like eating the worst food. Like literally that day after the photo shoot, I went home and I got McDonald's large fries, an Oreo McFlurry, and a big Diet Coke, and I ate it all in the car on the way home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm
you're
just not
there.
Being my best
yeah,
self.
You're,
yeah,
you're gorging.
I was like emotionally eating fries. And also the thing about McDonald's is, never mind. Maybe they want to sponsor a podcast. You like always think you want McDonald's and then you eat McDonald's and you're like,
you're vegetarian though?
Yeah.
There's beef in those fries. You know that, right? Those fries are not.
Do they fry them with like beef oil?
This is the best moment of my
life. Wait, there's beef in the French fries?
Yeah. They're not vegetarian.
Why is there beef in a French fry?
Hold, please. I'm going to Google.
Google it.
Oh, really? God. Okay. Elena says that there's beef in the French
fries. That's
why
they're so delicious.
Listen, now I won't be going back to McDonald's ever again. Anyway, that's the quote.
You're also not vegetarian anymore.
I guess not. Okay. Becca, what's next?
Let's not kick her when she's down, guys.
Jesus Christ. Okay. What's next?
Don't we have to say what we're grateful for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are we grateful for? I'll start. I feel like I've been talking so much. You girls better start co-hosting soon. I'm very grateful for Elena.
Oh,
I know I've said
nice.
This before.
Oh, I've been waiting months.
Years.
Months.
Years.
No, I will say that here's what's really cool. So we originally, Elena and I met, and I wanted her to, like, do my life. And as Lady Gang has gotten bigger and bigger, she's really taken on Lady Gang. And when we first started, you guys know how anal I am. And, like, you say I would never let you do the rundowns or whatever. But
yep.
It's really hard for me to
stand
give up that control, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so when Elena used to do, like, our newsletter or whatever, I would look over, like, every moment of it. And, like, I would, like, double check all the work. And now, all these years later, like, we're at a point where essentially a lady – or, well, Elena, we just gave her new title, COO.
COO.
Chief Operating Woo! Officer of the Lady Gang, which is so exciting.
Boss ass bitch.
And so – but essentially, like, our lady boxes, and I'll have a brand or see a brand at Sephora, and I'm like, hey, I want this in the lady box. And she will make it happen. Then she'll be like, okay, call them. It's coming. The shipment's delivered, and this is the code. And, like, she's so on it, and she's just amazing. And there's times where I'm at work now, and I'm like, I don't have anything to do. Like, I've never not been busy since we started this as a second job, you know? So it's been cool.
I thought someone was asking me about – I forget who was asking me about you, Kelty. I can't remember. But I don't even remember the context. But it was something along the lines of, like, I don't actually know what you would do if you didn't have things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're somebody who should never retire.
Totally.
I don't think you ever will.
I go hot and cold.
She's
I'm either 100 or I'm zero. Like,
yeah.
I can be in
That's
my sweatpants,
true.
Read all day.
But you couldn't do that if you didn't know that the next day you had to do a million
things. If you're just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, you would hate my life.
all I want to do is chill.
I hate my life. But, like, you would really hate your life.
Jack's like, all I want to do
is... Oh, it was about Kate Spade. That's what it was.
Oh,
because, like, 10 years ago, she sold her company. And, like, if you think about her, she's, like, a creative. She's a fucking artist.
A doer, yeah.
And she probably spent the last 10 years. And she's not somebody who probably should have spent idle time or whatever.
Right.
So, basically, I'm talking about you. Like, you could be Kate Spade.
No, I totally get it.
The potential is endless for
I'm
Kelty.
A doer. I definitely am a doer. It's my love language.
Yeah.
Jack, what are you grateful
to
for?
To who?
To myself.
Okay, I just want to clear that up.
Wait, what's your love language?
Well, my love language is gifts, but my fake love language I just said on the podcast for fun is doing things.
Oh. What's your favorite love language to receive? Gifts?
What are the other ones?
There's words of affirmation, physical touch, gifts, acts of service, and there's a fifth one.
I don't know.
Mine would be...
Time.
Mine is
quality
words.
Time.
Words.
So is mine.
Yeah. Like, I want Chris to be like, you look so beautiful and amazing, and even if he spends no time with me. What's yours?
Acts of service.
For both? For you giving and receiving?
What, you want
I don't
people
really
to
do
service
much giving.
You?
No. Like, I like it when Zach does something to help me. Like, physically does something to, like, help me.
I might be acts of service.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Makes my life easier for that moment. Or
like,
that
you come home and he's put away the laundry.
Yeah. Like wow. I love that.
That's nice.
What's yours?
Mine's definitely words of affirmation. And then I'm also, like, a big physical touch person. So I pick up on that so much.
Wait till you get married.
Bah! Yeah. That'll
I am
change.
Still single, so. Poor me.
Okay, what's your gratitude, though?
Okay, so I am kind of going on the Kate Spade thing. I'm very grateful for Anthony Bourdain and everything that he has done for the world. Like, I thought that he was the most incredible storyteller. He was such a trailblazer, and his show wasn't about food. It was about – he used food as a vessel to talk about culture and to, like, have these hard conversations with people and to bring humanity and beauty out of things that people normally wouldn't have seen. And I thought it was so beautiful. I'm so devastated by his death. And also, I think that I'm super grateful for the fact that his death kind of brought to light that depression and mental illness doesn't discriminate from somebody. Like, he had my dream life. He was a hero of mine. And still, it could be so consuming to, like, take over somebody's life. So, anyways, but I think he's changed so many people's lives and how they look at travel and food and everything. So, I love him.
I mean, I can't go after that.
Yes, you can. I did read that he had said something about, like, he was traveling so much and he was alone a lot. Like,
yeah.
He was in hotels and planes.
Travel that he did was – it was hard.
Right.
It's not like he was going and staying at 5-star hotels everywhere that he went. He was, like, in the nitty-gritty of everything. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm grateful for
– Becca.
I'm grateful that my friend Jenna moved back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Ashkowitz?
Yeah.
Hi, girl. Tell her to come back
we
on the podcast, girl.
We school today together.
Oh, snap. That's
I don't
fun.
Have that many, like, close girlfriends. I mean, I do, but, like, they're all spread out all over the country. And so having them here is, like, really nice.
I never knew that she had a Frenchie.
Yeah.
He's so
Bear.
Cute.
He's
Bear.
So
she needs
so
to come
cute.
On and bring him.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, more lightning round questions with the Lady Gang.
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
Yeah. We are back. Here's the first question. How I made my first dollar.
Like, technically a dollar?
Like, didn't we all sell lemonade on a corner?
Didn't we all, like, have the tooth fairy?
Your first dollar for doing nothing.
Yeah.
No, like, your first job dollar.
Probably babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what's your first dollar after babysitting?
Like a job.
I worked in this little, like, boutique. It was called Paisley.
Oh.
And it was, like, gifts and jewelry, and it was really cute. And that's when I realized I was a great employee.
Well, when I realized I was a terrible employee is when I got my first job at Old Navy, and I got fired 3 weeks later.
Yeah, that's my favorite story.
Because you just didn't come to work.
Yeah, because I went on spring break. And I came back and they're like, you don't work here anymore.
That's what's so funny is, like, people would think that I'm, like, the rebel against authority. But the reason that you are an entrepreneur is because you don't like bosses.
Yeah, I was like, fuck the man.
I love being told what to do. Like, as an actress, all you do is you show up and literally people
do
will.
Do your job.
They'll be like, put this dress on. You don't have a choice in how we're doing your hair and say these words and stand on this mark. Like, I have literally
You're a puppet.
I am a puppet. I am an ass puppet. And I am, like, so happy doing that.
It is true, actually, now that you say that. I'll be like, Becca,
you're both.
I am?
Yeah. But what were you going to say?
No, I'll be like, Becca, can you do this? And you're like instantly like, you know, like Jack doesn't read her emails for 3 days. She's like, hey, what's happening? And I was like, we sent you the email with the link. And you're like, email? What?
No,
I don't know. I'm in a bikini.
Remember when you were like, take off this tack? And I was like, when we're doing our photo shoot, we had hats that we were going to return. And Kelty specifically told me not to take off.
You took a tack off?
I literally ripped it off right up as she was telling me not to.
I'm like, so who doesn't listen, Jack?
It really
was me.
Ass
clown, an appropriate word.
Ass clown?
Ass puppet, I mean.
Ass clown.
What is an ass puppet?
I don't know. I'm
going to
find out.
I don't think that's anything.
I just had a flashback thinking I might have, like, is it sexual?
Oh, there is an Urban Dictionary.
Ass puppet? Ass clown is a saying.
A pompous blowhard with little or no redeeming social value.
Cool. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Wait, so is it just another word for ass clown?
I don't know. Ass hat. I like ass hat.
I like ass hat too. My first job was, back to me, I worked at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken for $4.14.
What was the famous recipe?
Well, I don't know. I was a chicken bone breaker. So fun fact, you can't deep fry a chicken thigh without breaking the bone because it won't fry all the way through. So you have to just crack it.
How is that true? Because you can deep fry a whole turkey.
I'm just telling you, at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, before we put those chicken
thighs.
That was
the famous recipe.
That was the recipe. And I remember being so mad because I was, this is so embarrassing. I was fascinated with the deep fryer and they would never let me work the deep fryer. And all I wanted to do was put together the sandwiches and like I wanted to deep fry the chicken and then I wanted to like put the sandwiches together and wrap them up. But that wasn't my station. I was like way in the food prep back. And I was hoping one day I would like make it to the point where I could like make the sandwiches, but I never could. And then I moved to Little Caesars to make pizzas. Wow. Anyway.
Cool.
Were you riveted?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really
next.
Good story.
Last thing I binge watched.
Ooh.
Jack's like, murder.
Billions.
Billions is great.
Oh my God. I love it.
Oh God. Okay. Last thing I binge watched. It was so bad. It was a show called...
The Lady Gang.
No. It was a show called It Was Him, The Many Murders of Ed Edwards, and it's about this guy that was a serial killer that killed people on, like, Lover's Lane, kind of like the Zodiac Killer, but there is this one guy that used to be a detective that got fired from his sanction or whatever because he became obsessed with this guy and said that he's done every murder from the Black Dahlia to Making a Murderer to JonBenet to Lacey Peterson to all of the Atlanta child, like, he said that he's done like 100 murders, but this guy, there's no fucking way that this guy did it. But then they made a TV show about him. It infuriated me, but I watched the whole thing.
I want those minutes of my life. I can describe that show.
It was lovely.
I'm honestly, I'm confused. I wasn't there. I like wasn't there.
I know.
Like, I zoomed out. I gave Elena Kendrick while you were talking, and I came back now for Becca.
Billions.
She already
went. Yeah, billions. Sorry.
See, she really wasn't here.
I just finished the second season of 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, I need to watch it.
It was really
good.
That
kid was at Kevin's birthday party last night.
Which one? The bad guy?
Clay?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Oh. What did he look like? No clue. Oh.
Like a kid?
Like a white kid?
Oh.
Yeah. He's gay on the show, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I think it's pretty good. Chris was watching with me, and he's like, wow, this is a real emo show.
I don't like that.
Well, I mean, it's...
I don't like
the
it.
First
dark
season
shit.
Was so dark that I can't believe that teenagers watch it. Like, it killed me to watch.
Yeah.
It was so hard.
Maybe
like,
not a good choice. Okay. Book that left a lasting impression on me.
Mm. I know mine. Okay. This book called Tuesdays with Maury.
Oh, I love that
Tuesdays
book.
With Maury.
Yeah. Number one is just the most touching, incredible book.
It's
but
and it's really short. So it's
and like, it's really, it's like a cool 100 pages.
Bless.
And the book itself
is
really small.
It's like, it's 50 pages.
And they kind of have really big spacing between.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super big or small.
It's essentially a magazine article.
Kind of. But it's such a good read. And I had a teacher that was like his teacher in the book. And the first time that I read it, it made me reconnect with her. And now we're like friends and we talk all the time. But she was the one teacher that completely changed my life in high school.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My Horizontal Life by Chelsea Handler.
Ooh, I did love that book. Many Lives, Many Masters.
Ooh, I love that book too.
It's what? So good.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's about like
reincarnation
essentially. But it's a neurosurgeon,
something like that.
Whatever doctor, total science guy who so you sort of believe everything because he wasn't really like a hippie, like a hippie dippy person. Yeah. He's like very cerebral, but it's great.
Those
if
are
you
really
have
hard.
Actually like lost somebody, I feel like anytime I hear about somebody like losing someone in their life, I'll usually send that book.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good read.
It's so good.
Guilty.
My book is a book called My Stroke of Insight.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Did you read it?
Mm-hmm.
By Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
She is this brain surgeon, and she had a stroke. And so she knew exactly what was happening to her brain while she had the stroke. And it was really interesting. She was the one that kind of coined that you're responsible for the energy you bring in the room, because mm-hmm. she couldn't speak, she couldn't communicate, and she couldn't understand anything, but what she felt was people's energy. So I actually should have learned from that to be a better person, but I didn't. But anyway, I thought it was a great book.
It's a really good book.
Okay, last one is, what's your favorite color?
Black.
I like your heart. See, my favorite color, like anytime I buy things,
yeah.
I always do pink, but then red is my power color to wear.
I don't really have a power color to wear.
You don't?
No.
I think white's your power color.
Yeah, you always look good in white.
You always look good in white.
Yours is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Elena, what's your power color?
Black.
Black. My entire closet is just black and white.
Yeah.
So weird.
Three blue shoes.
Three blue shoes.
Bananas on your shirt?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
She's wearing yellow today. Okay. You guys, was it good for you?
It was good.
We're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
See you next week. Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.